The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
Hey, welcome back in for a few final thoughts. And this one takes us to Texas, where the State Board of Education and some of the other liberals in the education establishment there are wanting to change the teaching standards in Texas to remove the word heroic from the way the offenders at the Alamo are identified. Yeah, they've got this teaching curriculum, and the State Board of Education is wanting to remove the word heroic because they think that that's, you know, it puts an image of these defenders that really shouldn't be taught. They also don't want to teach the Travis letter, the commander of the Alamo, that sent out the letter to the people of Texas and all Americans in the world. I am besieged by 1,000 or more of the Mexicans under Santa Ana. The enemy has demanded surrender. I have answered the demand with a cannon shot. I shall never surrender or retreat. William B. Travis. They don't want to teach that letter because they think that, you know, inspires people. And of course, we can't have any of that in our school systems. That's one of the several committee recommendations to streamline the standards that are at the heart of the state's Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills Test. Now, not everybody's in agreement with this. Add me to the list. We should be teaching that the defenders at the Alamo were heroic. They were not just willing to put their lives at risk for the cause of freedom and liberty. They were willing to sacrifice their lives, to knowingly lay down their lives for freedom for others, because they weren't going to survive to see it. And yet, apparently, the State Board of Education doesn't see that as heroic. They're probably doing Nike ads for Colin Kaepernick. Anyway, Governor Abbott has responded to this recommendation and tweeted that people should complain to the State Board of Education about the proposal. Quote, stop political correctness in our schools. Of course, Texas school children should be taught that the Alamo defenders were heroic. I fully expect the State Board of Education to agree, and he urges people to contact them. And then George P. Bush, the land commissioner, also weighed in. This politically correct nonsense is why I'll always fight to honor the Alamo defenders' sacrifice. Travis's letter and the defenders' actions must remain at the very core of Texas history and teaching. This is not debatable. We're not just fighting this battle in Tennessee. We're fighting it all over the country, where the education bureaucrats, the liberal elites that have controlled our schools and dumbed down our kids culturally, educationally, mathematically, just about any way you can judge it, they have destroyed our education system. And we have to fight back, particularly when they try to do nonsense like denying that the defenders at the Alamo were heroic, because it just doesn't fit their modern politically correct sensibilities.